You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Stinker stations were founded in 1936 by Ferris Lynn, with the very first store and service station in Twin Falls. Over the years, Stinker has grown and now operates convenience stores and truck stops throughout the Gem State. And the Stinker mission is simple: provide excellent service to customers and make positive contributions to the communities here in Idaho. One way to do that is to provide Idaho products to consumers. Joining me live in studio to talk more about this new concept is Stinker Stores Director of Operations, Mike Russell. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Glad to be here. For people who born and raised in Idaho, I mean, Stinker Stations, Fearless Ferris, this is, I mean, an iconic store.
It truly is 83 years strong, and there aren't a lot of companies today that you can find that still are going strong after that many years, whether they're in corporate America or if they're an individually family-owned company. So we're very proud of our ancestry or our heritage here in Idaho, and it's only the second family now that has owned the company.
And that says volumes about it, because when we talk about Ferris Lind, who opened the very first one in Twin Falls, that's where Fearless Ferris comes from.
Yes.
And this is, if you're not aware, it is a skunk, right?
and it's a great logo. It's a great talking piece, too. Everybody wants to know about the skunk, how it came to be, and why we have that as our mascot.
And why?
Well, yeah, it goes back a lot of years. Ferris Lynn was quite a character. And there's a lot of stories, which we don't have time for today to go into. But his competition at the time called him a stinker because he would go in and he'd go up against some of the bigger boys and he'd find ways to beat them. And whether he was pricing differently or just the way he marketed, he was called a stinker. And so he took that and really ran with it. And the skunk was born.
And in fact, when I did a quick update here on Morning Edition this morning, I mentioned that we would be talking about Stinker Stations and some of the concepts that are going to be changing a bit. And I literally had a listener email me road signs, because this was also something that if you grew up in Idaho, because even though it started in Twin Falls, they are all over the state of Idaho.
Correct.
And these road signs have such history to them as well.
Yeah, the road signs were mostly found in the eastern part and southern part of the state, from Boise to Twin Falls and then Twin Falls down to eastern Idaho. Ferris, as I mentioned, was a character, and he had a great sense of humor. And he put up these road signs, and he wanted to get people's attention. And again, that was his marketing ploy. So he put up these signs, and on one side it advertised his store and the fuel that he sold, but on the other it warranted people to really go back. And when he saw those, or when you read them, it made you want to go to the store.
Yeah, there you go. So let's come up to today, and this whole idea, this concept of really buying local. And here we just talked with the Boise Co-op, and this whole idea of being loyal to local. So how did your corporation come up with this idea?
Well, it's a hot topic, local, no matter where you are. But in the industry, you know, staying relevant in your local communities is so important. And I'm a fourth generation Idaho, and I remember the Stinker stores from, you know, when I was a little boy. So when I joined the company, one of the things that I wanted to bring is that relationship with other Idaho companies. And so that really, that's as simple as it is. That's how it started. We just started the conversation, and then we started researching how can we partner more with Idaho companies.
And what did you find through that research?
Well, we found, you know, for instance, recently we just launched a program with AgriBeef, another locally owned company. They started actually in American Falls years ago, and they're one of the best known beef producing companies in the country. And so we decided to partner with them. And, you know, convenience stores, other than the obvious convenient, we wanted to make sure that we did other things about having great experience for the customer when they came in and having partners that are on a local level. And so, you know, that connection with other companies, and AgriBeef has a Frankfurter. It's 100% beef, no fillers, which is awesome
right.
for that type of beef, and it has 11 grams of protein. We wanted to have an excellent offering in our store, partner with a local company, and, you know, continue to move forward. So that's what we did.
And what other products would you like to see coming in from when we talk about, you know, that Buy Idaho idea?
Yeah, so some of the other companies that we're currently working with, we do also work with the Idaho Candy Company, mm-hmm. which was founded back in the early 1900s.
Right.
But we have their Idaho Spud Bar, which is, you know, well-known. And
yeah, you give that to every tourist that comes to town.
That's right. Tourists love it. Huckleberry products, you know, unique Idaho products. We're working with Chef Lou Aaron and the Idaho potato, the ice cream potato.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking at putting that. And we want to do... you know, food offerings in convenience stores have gone from not so good to much better. And we're looking at healthy choices. We're looking at offerings that are better for you, and you know, pizzas and things like that that mm-hmm. are you know local and locally grown. So we're looking at pizza offerings in our stores, and so anyhow, things like that.
I'm speaking with Director of Operations for Stinker Stations, Mike Russell, talking about this idea of buying Idaho, buying local within these service stations throughout the state of Idaho. So talk to me, too, about because the service stations are all over our state. And in fact, you know, I went to school at Washington State University. So there's one across the border in Moscow
right. That
is still there today.
That's right.
And there is something iconic about it. But you have a lot of people that travel through the state. And everybody needs gasoline when you're traveling. So talk to me about that idea, though, of giving someone an Idaho experience, even through a service station, because of the products that you will be bringing into your stores.
Well, it serves both, really, because your local Idaho folks are going to love that opportunity to buy local. They love the fact that we're an Idaho iconic company. And so we want to be able to continue to offer what we have on a local basis. On the other hand, you've got people coming through our state that are traveling that may have never heard of us, mm-hmm. but they want to take something away from the store. So we do have a lot of tchotchkes, for
right.
lack of a better word, again, that are available with our skunk on it. That people ask us all the time for T-shirts and mugs and things that have our logo. So we can offer to people traveling to learn more about our company and buy local, and for our local folks also to buy local.
Well, we have quite a few fearless tchotchkes at our house. If you live in Idaho, apparently you need one, right?
That's right.
And so you've got that agribeef. So are there other products that we will soon be seeing within your stores?
Well, we're doing other things besides products. I mentioned some of the other ones that we're working on. But we're also doing some other things. We partnered with Rick Just, who is an Idaho author. He's written, is just completing, actually, a book called Fearless, which we're going to offer in our stores. He's a well-known Idaho author that wrote a book, Keeping Private Idaho.
Hmm.
So we're doing that. It's going to be available soon. We also just don't want to take from our communities. We want to give back. So mm-hmm. we're doing other things locally. We do the Idaho Food Bank throughout the entire state of Idaho. In fact, our annual fundraiser for 10 days over the last 9 years have raised over $250,000. We give to the Women's and Children's Alliance and other agencies throughout the entire state of Idaho for domestic abuse. We raised over $140,000 last year alone just for those organizations. We do parades, local schools we support. So we're not just looking to, hey, come into our store and buy these local mm-hmm. Food products, but how can we also partner with our communities? And so this is a lot of fun because we are Idaho. We want to be Idaho and continue to do that.
I want to thank you for coming in today and talking about this. My guest today, Stinker Station Director of Operations, Mike Russell. Thanks so much for coming in.
Perfect. Thank you.